Let's welcome our next two contestants. We have Lori Wogue and Brian Deviney. Welcome to the Ask Me Another stage. Brian Deviney, for our listeners, is wearing a kilt. I need to point that out. It is very important. Are you Scottish, Brian?
No, I'm Irish.
You're Irish? Is that an Irish kilt?
This is the Irish revenge tartan.
That sounds like some sort of martial arts move.
It means don't tick me off.
Always good to start on the offensive. Brian, are you into trivia? Are you a big trivia?
I love trivia.
What is your favorite brand of trivia? Do you have a sort that you're like really knowledgeable about?
The Miss Universe pageant.
That's amazing. Do you have one fun fact about a...
Miss Universe 1971 was from Lebanon, and she was the only Miss Universe to be crowned wearing hot pants.
I'm going to talk to Lori right now, because Lori could weigh in on all of this. She's an immigration lawyer.
I am.
You probably have heard it all.
I have, yes.
Just so you know, I do have a green card, and it has not expired. Okay. So I'm
very good. I wasn't going to ask. That's my policy.
So really? Yeah. That's good to know.
Yes.
So, you guys seem like the perfect people for this following game. This game is called Small Screen Adaptations. Because lots of movies have been successfully adapted into television shows, like Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And then there's been not-so-successful ones, such as the television show Ferris Bueller, starring Jennifer Aniston as Ferris' sister. Anyone remember that? Anyone? Anyone? Bueller? Some people do. That is so...
sad.
Sad. So in this game, we're going to present some ideas for television series based on big screen films, but since they need to be scaled down for the small screen, we've removed a letter from the title. So we'll describe the show, and you give us the new title. For example, if we said, this series features a sweet, dim-witted baseball official who thinks life is like a box of chocolates, we'd be talking about Forrest Gump.
Oh, okay.
Forrest Gump minus the G to make him an umpire.
This sounds hard.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great. A fussy old Southern woman makes a new best friend, the African-American swimming coach, who prompts her to jump off the high board. Lori.
Driving Michael Phelps.
That is incorrect. It's a fun answer. Brian, did you have it?
Diving Miss Daisy.
Diving Miss Daisy. That is correct.
Could I say right now that I would totally watch the TV show Driving Michael Phelps?
From Pixar comes the adventures of some Meshuggah talking dreidels, such a saurus. Lori.
Oi Story.
Oi Story. Each week, a different angel is told that if he saves a despondent soul, he'll get his wings. But that turns out to be a big, fat fib. Brian's looking up. Lori's looking at me.
You guys just gotta know the answer to this one.
Oh, Lori.
It's a wonderful something.
Yeah, it is a wonderful something,
yeah.
Yes.
It's a wonderful wife.
That is incorrect. Brian is trying...
It's a wonderful lie.
It's a wonderful lie, yes.
Thank you, Lori.
An overprotective clownfish desperately tries to locate his son, last seen wearing his hair over his eyes, listening to Weezer, and swimming with sharks off the coast of Australia. Brian.
Finding Emo.
Finding Emo. Jack Nicholson plays a jaded private detective in this hard-boiled mystery series set in a city full of green, moss-covered pets. Lori.
Chia Town.
Chia Town. Julia Roberts reprises her role as a beautiful prostitute, but this time she's spitefully insisting on being bought dinner as well. Brian.
Petty Woman.
That is correct. We also would have accepted Eat, Pay, Love. So much fun. You two were wonderful contestants. Turns out that Brian is the winner of this round, and we'll be moving on. Thank you so much to Lori.